Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender
with Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Brave and the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Brave and the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you. Thank you, my friends, and you are my friends. Welcome to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we got a rare positive update on one of Trump's thousands of court cases. Yesterday, the judge in the Stormy Daniels hush money case imposed a gag order on Trump. Okay, that's positive, but raises a disturbing question. How do you gag someone who speaks out of their ass? Yes. The answer is very carefully. And if you ever thought that this avalanche of legal scrutiny would somehow shame Trump from his nonstop grifting of the rubes, you are a sweet, sweet child, one of God's innocents, and should not be allowed in the room where Daddy keeps his sharp things. Because yesterday, Donald Trump announced a deal to endorse a $60 God Bless the USA Bible. Yes! Donald Trump is now hawking a Bible. It's just like any other good book, except in the middle of this one, there's a centerfold. Wow. Wow, Mary was a Bethlehem 8. I wouldn't kick her out of the manger for eating crackers. Now, this has come as no surprise to anyone. Making a profit is Trump's religion. As his Jesus famously said, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle if you pay me 4 easy installments of 1995. Act now. Disciples are standing by. Trump made this announcement on Truth Social, where he also revealed his collaborator.
I'm proud to be partnering with my very good friend, Lee Greenwood. Who doesn't love his song, God Bless the USA?
Yes, who doesn't love Greenwood's God Bless the USA and his other big hits like, Thank You for Blessing the USA, God. You know who really loves that song? Lee Greenwood. He has a different ad for this Bible that says this.
Introducing the limited edition God Bless the USA Bible, inspired by Lee Greenwood's hit song and the most recognized patriotic anthem in America, God Bless the USA.
Yes, I challenge anyone to name a more recognized patriotic anthem in this entire nation. A national sort of anthem, if you will. I kid, of course. We all know it's Party in the USA. Thank you for your service, Miley. Long may you wrecking ball. I believe the God Bless the USA Bible is the best holy scripture named after a country song since the Take This Job and Shove It Bhagavad Gita. Johnny Paycheck did so love shoving things. Trump explained what you'll be getting for your $60.
This Bible is the King James Version and also includes our Founding Father documents. Yes, the Constitution. Also the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Pledge of Allegiance.
So you're spending $60 on public domain writing. If you order now, you'll get all the lyrics to Camp Town Races and a picture of Jesus' most beloved disciple, Steamboat Willie. Trump continued to shill.
All Americans need a Bible in their home, and I have many.
Yes. It's true, many. He has to have spare Bibles, because every time he holds one, it bursts into flames. Now, I'm sorry. Do go on.
It's my favorite book. It's a lot of people's favorite book.
I love this book. I love the snake. I love Jonah because, well, I love Abraham dragging his son up to the mountain for a human sacrifice. By the way, Eric, want to go camping?
A lot of Bibles on the shelf over here. There's a lot of Bibles on that shelf. Trump was sure to point out how you buying this Bible would single-handedly save America.
This Bible is a reminder that the biggest thing we have to bring back America and to make America great again is our religion.
Now, I know a lot of people think that, but I'm just curious what the hell is going on with that camera angle. That is no way to cover an edit. Jim, what is going on? That is not my best nostril. Now, if you head to the God Bless the USA Bible's website, you can find frequently asked questions. And in there is this 100% real, 100% weird query. What if my Bible has sticky pages? This is a frequently asked question. Evidently, the workers at the Bible factory really get excited over the word begat. Even though it just received the Trump bump, the God Bless the USA Bible has been around for a few years now, and the reviews are in. 79% of reviewers gave it the lowest possible rating, 1 star. The one positive review said, 5 out of 5 stars, sticky, just the way I like them. Trump's not. What's up? What's going on, buddy? Gonna be there all night? Trump's not just busy spreading the good news, he's also truthing the dumb news. You see, a few days ago, he bragged, "A great honor to have won both the club championship and the senior club championship this week at Trump International." Well, it turns out that Trump didn't win those championships fair and square, and I'll give you a moment to pick your jaw up off the floor. Because it turns out sports writer Rick Riley, who has golfed with Trump, says his wins are as fake as Velveeta cheese. How dare you, sir? Velveeta isn't fake. It is full of all natural ingredients, like yellow and rectangle. Riley says golfers, even famous golfers, allow Trump to cheat for one simple reason.
When I've asked people, how did you let him cheat? He's cheated against Tiger Woods. He's cheated against Dustin Johnson. And when I ask them, why did you let him cheat and take the $20, they all say the same thing. I wanted my own story about Trump cheating.
Okay. Well, then that's understandable, because the only other way to get a story about Trump cheating is to marry him. There's... What? I know. Oh, there's news about former RNC chairperson and drunk sorority girl waving at an oncoming train, Ronna McDaniel. In case you're unfamiliar with McDaniel, she is terrible. As head of the RNC, Ronna repeatedly claimed the 2020 election was rigged, helped Trump's campaign assemble fake electors, and even was on a call with Trump when he pressured election officials not to certify vote totals in a key Michigan county. Happy Women's History Month, gals. It's 2024. You, too, can be morally bankrupt, dictator-enabling douche nuggets. Representation matters. Well, on Friday, we learned that NBC News had hired McDaniel as an on-air contributor. No surprise, people got mad at NBC. Some surprise, NBC got mad at NBC. Specifically, their anchors.
You gotta ask yourself, what does she bring NBC News?
We weren't asked our opinion of the hiring, but if we were, we would have strongly objected to it.
The fact that Ms. McDaniel is on the payroll at NBC News, to me, that is inexplicable.
Don't hire anyone close to the crimes.
Wow. That is strong talk. That is tough stuff. I haven't seen on-air talent rebel like that since Elmo said, "The Alfred P. Sloan Foundation can kiss Elmo's furry butt. So can viewers like you." NBC anchor Kristen Welker interviewed McDaniel and confronted her about her support of Trump's promise that he will free the January 6 rioters.
Do you disagree with Trump saying he's going to free those who've been charged?
I do not think people who committed violent acts on January 6th should be freed.
So you disagree with that? He's been saying that for months. Rana, why not speak out earlier?
When you're the RNC chair, you kind of take one for the whole team, right? Now I get to be a little bit more myself, right?
Yeah. Before I was carrying water for a fascist wannabe dictator. Now I'm getting bangs. It's fun. You know, frames the face. Well, late last night, we learned that NBC News had fired Ronna McDaniel. So, there she is. She was fired by NBC. It reminds me of Trump's famous apprentice catchphrase.
Bop, 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 bop.
This is just the most recent time McDaniel's been fired. She was also recently ousted as chair of the Republican National Committee, which is now being run by Trump daughter-in-law and stunt double for Janice from the Muppets. Lara Trump. Lara and the Trump team immediately fired most of the RNC staff and are making them reapply for their jobs. Reportedly, they've been asking any potential hires whether they believe the 2020 election was stolen. Yes, if you want to work at the RNC, you got to believe Trump's big lie. The other interview questions include, how sexy is Donald Trump on a scale of hubba hubba to boing? And will you give me $60 for this flag Bible? We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Liam Neeson.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at paramountshop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show podcasts. Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, folks of all ages, my first guest this evening is an actor you know from Schindler's List, Taken, and Love Actually. His new film is In the Land of Saints and Sinners.
But a body count like yours, now that's psychotic.
You listen, you killing is no joking matter to me, and I'm done with it for good. But if I ever hear of you having a laugh at someone else's dying tears, I'll beat you with my old man hands.
How many people have you killed altogether?
Please welcome back to The Late Show, Liam Neeson. Nice to see you again.
They didn't tell me it was live.
There's a lot of Irish pride in Hollywood right now. Are you aware of how people are excited about the Irish? It's led to some very interesting headlines right now. Here is the New York Times, a thirst for the Irish. This one, why all of the internet's boyfriends are Irish. And this is my favorite. It's officially hot Irish guy summer.
Come here. Is that from 1980 or something?
No, that's from now.
Seriously?
Yeah. This one actually seems like a bad idea because Irish guys don't do great in the summer. They really need a lot of sunscreen to have a hot summer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. I wonder why. Yeah.
Why?
Cillian Murphy.
It's Cillian.
It's
and
Cillian.
Paul Mescal.
And Paul Mescal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They're young.
Kids.
Don't you hate young people?
I do. Especially those two.
Yeah. Young and talented?
Yeah.
F- you. You can have one. You have to pick one. Okay. Young or talented.
Both fantastic. They are great.
They are wonderful. That's wonderful. We'll edit that out.
No, they are.
You complimenting another actor, we can't have that.
No.
The actor, you know the actor's prayer?
No.
The actor's prayer?
No.
Lord, please let me be good tonight on stage. But it is not enough that I succeed. Others must fail.
Did you just make that up?
No, that's the prayer I grew up with.
Seriously?
You never heard the actor's prayer?
No.
The most selfish prayer of the world. And the truest prayer ever said. Is it true that you drove a forklift for Guinness when
you were
younger?
Yeah, for about a year and a half. Yeah.
Is that how you get your driver's license in Ireland?
Yes.
What was that like? What were the benefits?
I loved the job.
Yeah?
It was stacking pallets filled with Guinness cases.
Yeah.
And then loading the lorries and so, I loved the job.
Well, you know, you never know what's going to happen with an acting career, and it's good to have a fallback, you know? That's what my mom always said. Yeah. Learn a trade.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. My mom did the same, too.
Did you have a fallback as an actor? Was there really something you're like, okay, if this doesn't work out, I'll go blank, whatever the thing was?
Well, until I met an actor, I can't remember who it was, and it was years ago, he said, what would you do if you couldn't act? I said, I think I'd crawl up and die.
Oh.
And he went, that's the right answer. He says, anybody that says, well, I'd go to carpentry, I'll be a teacher, he said, that's what you should do.
Yeah, I agree.
Because so much of it's about rejection. You know?
Right. People often ask me, what would I do if I didn't do this? And I said, probably time. We have to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more Liam Neeson, everybody. Stick around.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Hey, everybody, we're back here with the star of the new film, In the Land of Saints and Sinners, Mr. Liam Neeson. The internet has been abuzz with this story that you came close to being named James Bond at one point in your career.
Well,
is that true?
They inquired about me, but they inquired about a whole bunch of actors.
No one's ever asked me. Yeah. But you had a serious conversation?
Yeah.
Like, would you be into it kind of thing?
Yes.
Like, if I asked you, would you do it?
That kind of was thing. After Schindler's List, and my wife and I were doing a movie down in North Carolina. And I just got a couple of calls from Barbara Broccoli.
Sure.
And he's the producer, one of the producers. And I said, I'd be interested. And my wife went, if you play James Bond, we're not getting married.
Wow, she did, why?
Yeah. I guess there's Bond girls and things. locations
that
all
are,
over
there
the world.
Are, yeah.
So to piss
her
off.
You don't physically actually have to have sex with the actresses you act with.
Method acting, you have to do.
Yeah, oh, method. But you'd be the first method James Bond. Yeah. I have sex with the women and I actually kill people.
But to piss her off, I would, you know, she was annoying me or whatever. I would go ding 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 ding. That's right. Oh dear.
What could have
been? That was years ago.
Sure.
Years ago.
Now this is very exciting. You are going to star in a new production of The Naked Gun, taking the Leslie Nielsen part. Now, which I think is perfect. I think it's perfect.
Thanks, Steve. Thank you.
It's a Naked Gun reboot. You've had parts in Ted 2 and Anchorman 2, but this is your first starring comedic role.
Yeah.
Did you get the part because your name is so close to Leslie Nielsen?
It could be the same initials.
Yeah. They can save on the monogram towels.
But I did a wee thing for Stephen Colbert a couple of times. Funny things, dressed up.
The rabbit was such a chilling depiction.
It was, wasn't it?
I mean, I really got into the mind of a vegetarian killer.
You know, I don't think the audience here, my voice was so low doing that. I watched it in the dressing room with
No, we have speakers, though. We have speakers.
Oh, you can?
Yeah. Did you hear
was
the
it
rabbit?
Was it funny?
Don't get in character. Don't snap. Don't snap into character or security will take you down. were you a fan of the original Naked Gun films?
Oh, I loved them, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't Call Me Shirley. Remember that one?
Yeah, exactly. Airplane. Shirley You Jest, yeah.
Yeah, Leslie was terrific.
Yeah. Speaking of light fare, new movie.
Yes.
Called In the Land of Saints and Sinners, which takes place in Ireland during the Troubles.
Yes.
Which starts around 69, right?
Yes.
Something like that.
Yeah.
You grew up in Northern Ireland. What role did that period play in your life?
Yeah, it started when I was like 17, 1969.
Well, that's kind of a perfectly dangerous time for something like that to start, because that's a young man, doesn't know what he's doing with his life. He's got a lot of energy, a lot of testosterone, and maybe not a lot of focus. How did you stay out of trouble?
I was an amateur boxer. I started when I was 8 or 9.
You were an amateur boxer starting at 8?
Yeah, yeah.
Where did you learn to box?
Our local priest, for him. I'm having a brain fog.
Yes.
Father Alec Dara, wonderful priest.
Father Dara.
Yeah, who started this little boxing club because our town had nothing.
What was the town?
Ballymena.
Ballymena?
It's between Belfast and Derry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was nothing, you know, for the Catholics. There was nothing after school and stuff. So this great, great priest started this little boxing club. And I have to say, within 6-7 years, we became one of the top clubs in Ireland, all of Ireland, all because of him.
And that sort of kept you out of the trouble because you had something to do?
It kept me out of trouble, Steve, because I think I had my last fight around about 17 or something.
Wow.
But it did. And I boxed with kids from Derry, Belfast, all over, some of whom who died violently. And, you know, we were surrounded by violence, you know, paramilitaries, British armies, Saracen cars all the time. It was, yeah. I mean, maybe there's a wee bit of post-traumatic stress disorder. I don't know. I've often talked about it with my sisters. How do you feel about that? And we kind of still don't know, you know.
Where do you fall in the family? How many kids in the family?
Three sisters and myself.
Are you the youngest?
No. Elizabeth, Bernadette, me, and Rosaline.
Yeah. Okay. What do they think about Famous Brother?
Well, we don't actually talk about films. We talked about this years ago. I said, look, anytime I'm back, I'd prefer you don't ask me about movies and what was Cher like, what was Clint Eastwood like.
So they don't ask you that stuff?
No, not really, no.
Well, I'm not one of your sisters. What was Cher like? Compare her to Clint Eastwood. What was Cher like?
Cher was terrific. She really was.
Yeah.
She wouldn't sing for me, but she was terrific.
Yes. And Clint? What did you do with Clint?
I was in his last Dirty Harry movie.
Oh. Good guy, bad guy.
I was a suspect, but I was okay.
Okay.
And Clint was very funny. I remember one day we were doing a scene with him, lovely actor Evan Kim, and myself, And Clint has this stuff to say that the audience have to hear. Okay, on Wednesday you were here, but on Thursday you were there. So it was information we had to have as an audience. So he did this scene, and he turned to Jack, his camera operator, and Jack went, and Clint said all this stuff, two takes, that was it. He said, Evan, good. Liam, fine. I was my usual adequate self. Let's move on.
To be on set. I'd love to be on set for you and Clint to see who could out-gravel each other.
I think Clint would probably win.
Yeah? Maybe so.
93, and I believe he's got another film he's going to direct.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long do you want to do this?
So, the premiere of Naked Gun, I'd say.
Liam, lovely to see you. Thank you so much for being here. As always. In the land of saints and sinners is in theaters Friday. Liam Neeson, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me? You don't want to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.